life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving.
Cravers, I'm alive. Oh my God, my recorder broke last week. I feel so awful that I'm just now finally dropping this episode. What a whirlwind. I could not get my recorder to work. You know, I've had some recording issues in the past, but this time it just would not record and I couldn't get anything off of the card. It was the most frustrating thing. I am so sorry for the delay here. I do want to make a note that you can watch me over on YouTube now. I've been recording all of the episodes on camera. And so hopefully many of you caught the episode over on YouTube. And by the way, go over there, like, subscribe, you know, comment. I love to see what you guys are talking about over there. But finally, we're getting this episode, the audio version of this episode. And lucky you, I'm going to have some bonus material at the end. Today, I am going to a lifestyle party, which I am so excited about. And I've received many questions on Instagram, if you're following me over there, at Midlife Craving. So I'm going to answer those at the end. You know, it's weird to be recording this again. I feel like it's like deja vu, but I'm going to record what I already recorded last week and what you can catch over on YouTube and then have this bonus material and then moving on. Okay. God, the shit you go through as a podcaster, like this is real. Okay. All right. So let's talk about how I am in my feminine era. I'm absolutely in a primary relationship. Like I have a primary partner. I do. And I'm having a lot of fun. I told you guys all about Mike on episode 69. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you're seeing all that I'm up to with him online. It's been a whirlwind few weeks and I've been having so much fun and lots of hot, sexy time with Mike. But before we get into it, I do want to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart. The show has changed my life, and that's all because of you. It is not easy being out here, and I've had so much shit happen to me because I am sex positive and openly sharing my journey with you all. But when you send me DMs, when you share how much you're loving the show, or how you and your partner are having amazing sex after listening to some of my episodes, it makes my day. Actually, I've even met some of you out in the wild, which has been a lot of fun. Shout out to my guy over at Crabtown who came up to me at the oyster table and told me how, you know, I make your work days fly by. I love that. And I'm so glad that you're enjoying the show. Also, if you see me out in the wild, come say hi. I really do like meeting my cravers. I just thank you for being here with me, accepting me and loving me. Like I said, it's been a wild but amazing ride with you all, and I can't wait to see what comes what comes next. All right, so let's talk about my life with Mike. And what I really want to discuss about him is how for the first time ever in my entire life, I am vulnerable. I'm open, wide open. My walls are down, and I'm telling you, I truly am in my feminine era. I've never experienced this before, and so I want to talk about it. I first learned about these masculine and feminine energies with Danny on episode 49. And I remember when I was speaking with him, when he started talking about being in your feminine energy, it sounded so foreign to me. I feel like I've always been the man. And with Mike, it's different. And I really just want to say how nice and refreshing that is. First and foremost, I trust him. He's a man who says what he means and means what he says, and I feel very safe with him. He doesn't want anything from me. I know I'm not going to owe him anything. He takes care of me. He takes the lead. He allows me to be feminine, soft-spoken, and not stressed out. He allows me to truly rest. You know, he says to me, Adrian, I got you, and he fucking means it. I have never experienced anything like this in my life. And I'm telling you right now, I don't plan to let that go. I've noticed some things after being treated so well by him, right? So he's like gentleman things. Like he is always walking behind me, opening doors. And if we're walking on the sidewalk, he's making sure I'm on the he's on the outside and I'm on the inside. Like he'll stop and say, come on, get over here. And if I offer to split the bill, he's actually offended. He takes care of me and he's so fucking considerate. Like, consideration. What a concept, right? I remember when we were in Vegas and, you know, you can't use the refrigerators there. And so I had some High Noons and I put a bunch of ice in the sink and it was like my cooler or whatever. I mean, I was fucking taking a bubble bath and this man comes over, notices that my ice was low, goes out, comes back. I'm like, where'd you go? And he was like, oh, I got you some more ice. I noticed that your neuters were getting low. And I'm just like, that was considerate, you know, and I am almost embarrassed that the treatment is so, you know, unique to me because it's kind of sad. Like, that's the way it always should be. You know what I mean? When I traveled to go see him in Georgia last weekend, he had all of my favorite foods and was like, hey, I know you like this hummus and I know you like, you know, this cheese and that charcuterie and these pickles, whatever. He thought of that and was considerate of me and knew that when I came in, like, he would have stuff for me. And it was just so nice. It's the little things he notices and is considerate of, you know? Now let's chat about some of my time with him because I feel like people have a lot of questions. Okay. So Mike and I have been friends for many years. And when we went to Vegas, things changed. Okay. He's been here in Baltimore twice since then. Like I said, I just got back from Georgia to visit him last weekend. Next month, we're going to Orlando for a week. It's like we're just like traveling this east. We're doing like an East Coast tour, just constantly traveling up and down the East Coast. And, you know, I'm new to the whole long distance thing, but I, you know, we're going to see and we're going to make it work. Like, we just have to. And I feel like there's pros and cons to it, you know. It's nice because we both get to have our own time. It sucks because we don't get to see each other all the time. It's nice because we get so excited to see each other. It sucks because the days that we leave, we miss each other. You know, so like I'm riding this ride and seeing where things go. Let me tell you something else. Kitten time is, it's everything. And it is evolving with us. And it's so much fun. So what is kitten time? This started in Vegas when we were together. And it's kind of just like just a sensual massage, right? And not even like a sexual massage. It gets there. But it's just a very like calming, sensual, relaxing massage. Like, it just feels so fucking good. And he's really good with his hands. And so bonus. But the reason why I call it kitten time is because I'm literally purring like a kitten. And then he starts to tease me with his fingers. And then my new thing is like hearing, like it's like ASMR for pussy. I love to hear like how wet I am. And he like, you know, taps his fingers on it. And like those like macaroni and cheese sounds, they just turn me on so much. And I just really love it. I'm like, I want you to make that pussy pop. Okay. Like the pussy sounds are everything to me. We've been having a lot of fun with that. And then something else that we've been doing and he's been talking to me about, he's like, Adrian, you got that like gorilla grip. So we have like all these animals in the bedroom, like kitten time, gorilla grip time. And ladies, I got a pro tip for you. So what I'm talking about gorilla grip is, you know, doing your Kegels like and making that motion, like squeezing that muscle while he is pulling out, not when he's pushing in. I mean, if he's already in, you can like squeeze like while he's going all the way in, but I love to like time it. And I'll even say like, let's time it. And so he'll push in and then I'll squeeze and then he'll pull out, push in, squeeze, pull out. Like your partner will love it. Just trust me, get that, give him that gorilla grip. Okay. I've also been introducing and enjoying my favorite toys with him in the bedroom. So Coco and P-Cat have been my absolute favorites. It's been really fun to explore toys with him in the bedroom. Mike is a really good partner because what he does is he allows me to take the time with the toys. I want to break down what that means because I've used toys with partners before and sometimes I feel like they're thinking, is she done yet? Like, is she going to come yet? And Mike does a great job of just relaxing, rubbing on me, sucking my titties, just really just being so patient. Because let me tell you something about a female orgasm. The mind and the body, they got to match. And so sometimes I'll say to him, I'm like, oh, I want to come so bad, but I'm feeling, you know, I'm just feeling stressed. And I do automatically start to feel that pressure. I'm like, oh, this is taking a while. And we can get in our heads. Okay. I know women that are listening to this are thinking, oh my God, yes, this has happened to me before. And Mike just, he just, like I said, he just it's okay. Relax, relax. And he's like genuinely just there for me while I get everything together and then have an amazing orgasm. So if you and your partner are using toys in the bedroom, allow them to really relax with the toy. That's huge for me. And he's a really good partner for that. And let's talk about PCAT. She is seriously my favorite toy to use with my partners. So easy. I like her third setting, which is like the powerful vibe. And of course, that magical sixth setting. I've been noticing with partners, I do like just a straight vibe more. The sixth setting, which is like the edging setting, I like using that more solo just because it takes a little longer. It does lead to a more explosive orgasm. But I don't know. I'm really enjoying using PCAT, and you need to enjoy her with your partner too. So head on over to tracysdog.com, use code CRAVERS20 and get 20% off. It's the best toy in my toy box. And I know I'm partial to Captain Morgan, you know, the OG clit sucker. I love that toy, but PCAT, oh, that is one toy that is always charged. In fact, she's charging right now. Okay. I also want to share with you something about, you know, masturbating and whatever, toys, whatever. My friend told me a funny joke the other day. He said, so my dad caught me masturbating and he said, listen, son, you better be careful. You only get about 100 of those and then you die. 2 days later, I was so nervous. My friend told me that. And I was laughing so hard. All right. So back to kitten time. Mike and I have also upped our game with that. We went to a sex shop in Georgia. It was so much fun together. And I got a dildo. And so now not only is he massaging me, touching me, making that pussy pop, he is now fucking me with a dildo too. And let me just tell you, like, it is my favorite thing to do right now. I absolutely love kitten time. Purr. Okay. So lots of changes with me, but I'm having a really great time. And I feel like I'm just really enjoying being in my feminine era. I'm allowing, you know, myself to rest, relax, enjoy my partner spoiling me rotten and having a great time. I know what you're thinking. Adrian, you are not monogamous. You are wild, you know, out there, crazy gal. And yeah, I am. And Mike fully supports that. And speaking of, I have a, you know what, before I move on to that, I want to tell you, we have had many conversations, very, very serious communication, in fact, over communication about our boundaries, what we expect, what we would like with each other and in each other and for each other. So trust me, those conversations have been had and I would never disrespect him. And so we have, you know, we have everything that we need to do. And I suggest you do that with your partner as well, especially if you're in an open, ethical, non-monogamy relationship. Okay. Moving forward, I have a lifestyle party tonight. I am so excited. Oh God, like, I have not been to a party. So I did go to a party in September, and then, but like the original place that I party and like with the big crew and, you know, my lifestyle peeps, my tribe, I haven't been to a party in, oh my God, it's been a year because I had a hysterectomy last year and I couldn't make the last party. So it's been a really long time. I am so fucking excited to see everyone tonight. I am going with, you know, I've talked about my thruple before and I'm going with her husband. What a gal. Like, thank you. I'm very excited to go to the party with him. And I actually have a date set with them next month as well. So lots of things happening. And I'm so excited to go. You guys have sent me a bunch of questions. And so I want to take a moment. This is bonus on this episode since it took me so long to get it out. Q&A about the lifestyle party. So here it goes. What are you looking forward to most? And I got to tell you, yes, I'm going to a sex party, right? But what I'm looking most forward to is seeing my tribe, seeing my peeps, the people who get me, love me, embrace me, and fully accept me. That's what I'm most looking forward to tonight. In fact, I told my partner, I said, hey, I'm so excited to go. Like, we do not really have a plan. And I'm like, I'm really excited to go. Of course, like, we're going to have amazing sex together because I haven't seen him in a while. But really, I want to connect with my friends. I want to have a great social time at this party as well. And that's something that's really nice about lifestyle parties, the parties I go to at least. You can go there, not have sex, and still have a fantastic time. And so it's kind of like the best of both worlds. I'm going to get to see all my friends and have hot sex too. So, and get fucked, you know? So I'm really, that's what I'm most looking forward to, seeing all my friends and reconnecting with everyone. The next question is kind of what I just answered. Do you have plans with another couple, or are you just seeing what happens? Right now, as of this moment, I have plans with one person, but we all know, like, and it's kind of thrilling. Like, we'll see what happens. One thing's for sure, I'm going to be taking mental photos, mental notes, and sharing it all with you on the next episode. I'm going to dedicate the whole episode to lifestyle parties, what it's like to go to them, my experience at this one. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I don't know. I'm very excited. How exciting. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be fun. The next question is, are you ever intimidated at parties? The answer is absolutely no. I am kind of, that's my fucking zone. I'm in my element. And really, truly, I'm so open and I love exploring. So really anything, I'll be like, fuck yeah, I'll try it. Put me in, coach, you know, like, so no, I can honestly say I've never really been intimidated. I was talking to Uncle Mo about the party and stuff. And, you know, I need to share that story. I really need to have him. That's a whole nother thing. I need to get Uncle Mo back on the show. I know you guys haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know if he's going to, but I actually brought him to a party. The last one that I went to. And the one thing that I will say is that, you know, he went downstairs with me and I told him, I said, hey, like, this is my fucking thing. And I'm almost like a shark in bloody waters. My eyes black over and it's fucking go time. Okay. And he told me, he was like, I saw it happen with you. He was like, oh my God, you were just like, ding, ding. And that's the way it is. So no, I'm not ever intimidated. I'm jumping in with both feet. Let's see what happens. Okay. Do you know everyone going? Are there new members in your group often? I would say I know about 80% of those attending the party. Now, remember, you guys, I've been out of the game. I had a lot of health issues last year with my tonsillectomy, the hysterectomy. And then I've been going through some things the last couple of months that have totally taken priority. And I haven't really been socializing much. So, yes, there's new members. And I will definitely meet some new faces tonight. I'm very excited to meet new people. And then, yeah, 80% of the room I do know. And by the way, that is such a huge thing at a lifestyle party because I feel safe. I feel secure. And that's huge at a lifestyle party. So very, very excited to see all my friends tonight. Okay, where can I find a party to go to? I gotta say, and I've said it a million times on the show, I am spoiled rotten by my group. They are fantastic. I am so lucky that I met Kat and Ams over on Two Hot Wives podcast. If you haven't listened to them before, go check them out. I'm spoiled rotten by the group. And I know that. I know my lifestyle experience is not the norm. But I do want to say there are ways that you can put yourself out there, get to know people, and then have or attend parties of your own. I really love meeting people like at a club. So find a local club. There's also Friction Parties. I think it's frictionparties.com. Those parties are a great way to really meet a lot of different people at hotel takeovers or an event that they're having. I've also heard from Hot Dog. I've never been on FetLife, but Hot Dog told me there's like a whole events stream over on FetLife. So you can find different events. I hear they're a lot more open and probably the kind of lifestyle stuff that I'm into. But hey, you know, check it out and see if it works for you. I know you can meet people on SLS, swinglifestyle.com. I think it's this SLS.com. Make an account on there or go over to Cassidy, K-A-S-I-D-I-E. I think it's Cassidy.com. You know, make a profile. And it does, it takes effort. You got to find people or start a sex podcast and then maybe they'll find you, like Two Hot Wives found me. But you got to put the effort in. And sometimes you can get frustrated, but it's worth it when you find your tribe. So I hope that one of those avenues work for you. Okay, what adventures do you have planned for tonight? Again, I really am just going to spend good quality one-on-one time with my partner. And then I'm just really looking forward to reconnecting with everyone. And we'll see where the night takes me. I have no idea. And like I said, that's very exciting for me. Okay, what are you wearing? Okay, so the theme is like sexy 60s sci-fi Barbarella. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Barbarella. I mean, I remember it when I was younger thinking, oh my God, like what? So I'm wearing I'm doing like an iridescent look. So I have this beautiful headpiece and it's like, it glows. I'll share pictures over on Instagram. So make sure you're following me over there. I have a really cute choker with a heart on it. I'm wearing, I think I'm just going to wear a bodysuit. I still don't know what top I'm wearing. We'll figure that out later. But I got this really hot iridescent skirt. And then I have body glitter. I'm just going to cover myself in body glitter. I love the unicorn snot. You can get it on Amazon. And so I don't know what shoes I'm wearing. I don't know. We're just going to throw this shit together later. But that's all. And like I said, I'm going to share it over on Instagram. I'm not really sure how the outfit's going to come together. But at the end of the day, you know, I just want to be comfortable. And it doesn't really matter what I'm wearing because I'm not going to be wearing it for long. So anyways, I'm very, very excited for the lifestyle party tonight. I want to just say here, I am so sorry that this episode has been delayed. You know, I think the only time I've ever missed a deadline is when my laptop broke. And then now my recorder broke. So I'm just glad I got this fixed. And I'm back. Don't forget that you can watch my show over on YouTube. So go over and find me at Midlife Craving Podcast, and you can watch all of the episodes or listen to all the episodes over there as well. Okay, I just want to take a moment and say I am so thankful and grateful for all the blessings going on in my life right now. And I'm really happy that I've let Mike in. I've had a lot of good in my life, and I'm going to be grateful for that. And speaking of Mike, I'm going to go FaceTime with him right now. I'm going to have a good conversation with him, get my day started. I am going to get ready for the party, head down there, and let the games begin. I am so fucking excited. I will see you guys in 2 weeks where you're going to get to hear all about it.